Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, I'm Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. This is a very special episode of the Pure Flicks Podcast, and here is why. We are remembering the lives lost on September 11th, 2001. You know, it's almost unbelievable to imagine that we have gone through 20 years. It has been 20 years since the most unimaginable, horrific attack unfolded on American soil in New York City, in Washington, D.C., on Flight 93. You know, there's just so much. I'm sure so many of you are feeling and thinking as you ponder and remember what unfolded 20 years ago. I can tell you that for me at the time, and you'll be able to figure out my age based on this. I'm 37, spoiler alert. But at the time, I was 17. I was just starting my senior year of high school. And I just remember the moment that I heard this just shattering my reality and just sort of piercing my heart. And I know we all felt that in those moments, in those minutes, in those hours on September 11th, watching on television what was unfolding in New York City in particular, and again in Washington and all around the country, the reaction to that. And so today is going to be a special episode because we are going to be talking with someone today who firsthand experienced the heartbreak of September 11th, who lost her husband in September 11th. And the person we're going to be having on the show is Shelley Colhoun. Now, Shelley wrote a book called Twice Blessed, A Journey of Hope Through 9/11. And Shelley, at the time when the attacks happened, was a new mom. She had a 16-month-old daughter, and she was married to Steve. And Steve worked in the North Tower in New York City in the World Trade Center, and he did not make it out. And Steve's story and Shelley's story are a reminder of what was lost and so much more. And so we're going to be talking with Shelley today. I want you to listen to her story, listen to what she went through. But I, in particular, want you to focus on a word that was in the subtitle of her book, and that word is hope. The title of the book, again, Twice Blessed, A Journey of Hope Through 9/11. Shelley found so much hope. And that's what she's going to talk about, even though she went through the unimaginable of losing her husband. And so with no further ado, I want to welcome Shelley to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Shelley, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing so well, and I am so excited to talk with you. You are the author of the book Twice Blessed, A Journey of Hope Through 9/11. And people are going to hear your story today, and it's really in a lot of ways, just an overcomer story, a very difficult story in many ways. And with 9/11, I just can't even believe that it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11 upon us. That's why we're having this conversation today. So I want to start, if you could take us through the morning of September 11th, 2001. Take us through your morning that day.
Right. Of course, you know, I was asleep. My morning was just, I'd gone to sleep in my husband's arms, and I had a busy week planned for that week, so I was kind of excited about the week. I had some, I modeled, so I had some new modeling jobs, and my mother was in town to babysit my 16-month-old daughter, and her best friend, who is also my godmother, was in town, so I was excited about them being in town. So that morning, though, Steve left for work early and kissed me on the cheek as normal and went in, I'm sure, to check on, you know, his precious baby girl and, you know, left. I continued to sleep until, you know, my daughter was going to wake me up as normal. But the phone had been ringing that morning. I didn't hear it ringing because the phone was turned off beside my bed. So my mom heard it from the nearby guest room. And finally, after it rang several times, you know, she answered the phone, and it was a good friend of mine. And she just said, "You need to wake Shelley up. You know, something has happened to the World Trade Center." So my mom comes running in my room and turns on the TV, and, you know, with my eyes still groggy, I looked at the TV, and, of course, it was like I was you know, watching a movie, just something so bizarre, you know, was going on. And I saw Steve's building, the North Tower, and I saw that it was on fire. So immediately, you know, I started trying to call my husband over and over, but the phone lines had just been inundated with calls from the region. So, you know, nobody could really get through to people. So my mom said, you know what, why don't you try to check your voicemails? Maybe, you know, when one of those, you know, phone calls that we missed was from Steve. So immediately I retrieved my voicemails, and what I heard was a frantic call from my husband. And he just said, you know, Shelly, wake up, answer the phone. Something has happened in my building. I think a plane just hit my building. And, you know, he wasn't able to say anything else. The phone's just disconnected. But you could hear the chaos and the muffling, you know, noise in the background. And just, you know, the phones just went completely silent. But at that point, I think I was very sad that I, of course, had not answered the phone. And I kept trying to continue to call him over and over. But, you know, of course, I couldn't get in touch with him.
What was going through your mind in those moments as you were listening to that message, and then the moments after where you're trying to make those calls, you're trying to make sense of what is happening? I mean, I can't imagine you wake up to this chaos and uncertainty. How are you processing that?
Right. You know, at first I just wasn't scared. You know, I knew something had happened to his building, but I immediately thought he was okay because he had left me a message. You know, and I continued to just try to get in touch with him. And I think, you know, we all had just speculated that a private plane had hit the building. And it wasn't until the second tower was hit until I really started having fear and just terror, because I think I knew when the South Tower was hit that we all knew as a country that, you know, we were under attack. And that's, of course, when real panic set in.
And so I can't even imagine, and I so appreciate you being so open and sharing this story, because these are the most unimaginable things that could happen in life, and you've gone through them and you've faced them. So at what point did you find out? Because that day was so horrifying for everyone, and especially for people like you in your position. At what point did you find out that the unthinkable had happened, that you had lost your husband?
Well, it's a little bizarre because, of course, the South Tower collapsed first. And when it collapsed, I just remember praying and continuing to pray that Steve would, you know, have time to escape his building. And then when the North Tower collapsed, you know, I, of course, fell to the ground and collapsed with it. And my whole world came crashing down, you know, the moment that those towers fell. You know, every hope and every dream and everything that I had ever thought my life would look like, you know, of course, was vanished at that moment. But I fell to the ground just crying, you know, uncontrollably. Trying to really just catch my breath. You know, I was crying and screaming so hard. But I remember crying and out to God and saying, save Steve. Lord, please save Steve, save Steve. And at that moment, I just had this incredible peace that came over me. I mean, it was just like, you know, the Lord was just calming the raging seas. And I'd really never known before. I'd known a peace before, but never like this. So immediately I thought that peace that came over me was the peace that Steve was coming home. I thought he was coming home to our family that day. I went upstairs. I got dressed. I put on my makeup like any Southern girl would. And I was ready, you know, to see my husband and for him to be home. But later I would find out that peace that, you know, came over me was the peace that Steve was home, that he had, you know, met his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he was home with him.
Were you a Christian at that point? It sounds like you were a Christian at that point in your life.
Right. You know, I became a Christian at a young age, but I think that something like this really lets you know who times, and we had went to Bible study sometimes, but it wasn't like I was really, really in the Word. But of course, I knew that this was where my hope was, and I knew that at this time in my life that that's what I had to cling to.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because your book, Twice Blessed, A Journey of Hope Through 9/11, that word hope, it's such an amazing word, and we all know as Christians what that is, but it feels in the midst of an event like this, and I can't even imagine, as though you almost have a couple of choices. There's the choice of anger, and I would imagine people feel, and you could talk about this if you want, but all of these different emotions at different times, but the point is you could go away from God, or you could move toward God after an event like this, because you had said that prayer, God, please save him. And in the end, it was a different your faith from there and build it rather than go the other way. What catapulted you in that direction?
You know, I think that immediately when I had that peace, things that, you know, I had hidden in my heart that I had abided in as a young child, just, you know, having a close relationship with the Lord, I think those promises came to me immediately. Immediately, you know, he, you know, told me that I was going to have a hope and a future. And in those days that, you know, when I called to him, that he would answer, and that if, you know, if I was going to draw near to him, that he would draw near to me. He told me that he would be the father to the fatherless, and that he was near the brokenhearted. Everything that I really probably has learned as a child or learned through songs or whatever was just hidden in my heart just all started coming back up, and I just really, really had to, you know, cling to those promises, because honestly, I just knew that I wasn't going to be able to get out of bed. I mean, of course, I was angry that, you know, this horrific event had taken my husband from me, but as I watched the world go on around me and I saw them grieve, I realized, you know, that I had something that they did not have, and that was that I had the hope in Christ, and that he was going to, you know, help me carry those burdens for me.
And so you journeyed through. What did life look like? I can't even imagine, in the weeks following, in the months following 9/11, as obviously the nation and as you very personally grappled with the details and facts that were unfolding. What did it look like for you to live that out, that promise you knew from God that things were going to be eventually okay? How did you lean into that, and what did that process look like for you?
Right. Well, I think it's hard to look at your circumstances and see one thing and then look into your heart and know what God's told you. So I think that I just continued to, you know, let his voice be the loudest voice that I heard, because all that I could see around me was my life not looking normal. You know, it was hard to even go to the grocery store. It was hard to do anything normal, you know, but I just had to really cling to him. I said in my book, I think that, you know, he was my hiding place. I continued just to go into my closet and cry and pray to him. And it wasn't even prayers. I mean, they weren't prayers at all. It was just me kind of, you know, crying out to the Lord to just, you know, help me through this, Lord. And, you know, and he did. And it was just step by step and day by day that he just, you know, revealed more and more of himself to me. You know, the more that I depended on him, the more of him that he showed me.
And what would you say is on your heart right now as we're hitting this, I can't even believe it's been 20 years, this 20-year anniversary of this event. What's kind of been on your mind? You know, what's maybe even a message you want to share? Because I know, and just before you answer, this is really for a lot of people, every year the pain comes back up. But when it comes to big anniversaries, 10 years, 20 years, there's something even deeper, I think, for a lot of people that emerges in the midst of that. So what's been on your heart?
Right. You know, I wanted people to know about God's goodness. You know, I just wrote the book 2 years ago. So, you know, I had spent 18 years of just this story kind of being in my heart and journaling. And God really just, you know, spoke to me that I just needed to tell this story. And I think that, you know, I fought it thinking, why would anybody want to hear this story, you know, 18 years later, 20 years later? But then, you know, I just remembered that we're just supposed to tell about, you know, the hope we have in him and that his faithfulness. So I just, you know, I, of course, started writing the book and wrote the book, but, you know, I've just been healed so much through that. But I just want, you know, everybody to know that even in the midst of such evil, and even the evil that's so prevalent in our world today, you know, God is still there. You know, he is still faithful, he is still strong, and he, you know, still stands to his promises, because they do not return void.
That is so powerful. And, you know, I would imagine recent events too in Afghanistan. I mean, there's so much going on in the world that is a reminder of September 11th and the aftermath of it that we're still grappling with. And you mentioned evil. The evil that we saw on 9/11, you know, I was young at the time, and, you know, I just remember not being able to process, you know, what was unfolding before me, not understanding how that was something that could happen, which is such a naive thought, because we don't experience that usually in America. That's not that level of chaos and evil. And yet here it was before us. How did you not get overtaken by hate and anger? And maybe you did have some anger. I think that's normal. But how did you not get overtaken by those things?
You know, I knew that there was a root of bitterness, and I did not want that to, you know, take hold of my life. I knew that, you know, for me, that I had to just continue to take care of my daughter and take care of myself, and I couldn't concentrate on anything else but just, you know, looking to the Lord, you know, to be, you know, my hope and my light, and just, you know, taking care of ourselves every day.
What would you say to somebody today, and it may be somebody who is listening to this, who was affected by 9/11 in the same way you were, or maybe somebody who's affected by some other event, something traumatic, And they are where you were in those days following 9/11, where they are hopeless. They are not sure where to turn. Maybe they're not even, maybe there's an inkling of God, but they're not really, they're in need of hope. They're in need of the hope that you discuss in Twice Blessed. What would you say to those people today if they're listening?
His hope is available to all of us. You know, he offers us, you know, that hope through his son, Jesus Christ, and we can be set free from, you know, our fears, from our anxiety, from our brokenness, from so, so much more. You know, his death on the cross was not only, you know, for our salvation to be able to spend eternity, you know, in heaven with Jesus, but also it was for us here on earth to be set free from so many things that just, you know, bind us and don't allow us to have freedom.
And what would you want us to know about your husband? And I think this is an important question, because a lot of times when people talk about events like 9/11, you know, we talk about numbers and we talk about victims, and I feel like a lot of times we don't get a sense to know who people were. Who was that individual? What would you want us to know about him?
Right. Well, he was an unbelievable individual. That was some tongue twisters right there. You know, he was a great man. He loved his family. He loved his work. He had a zeal for life. He loved adventure. He was a true gentleman. You know, he was just a wonderful person. But the most important thing about Steve Genovese is that he was a Christian, and that he's, you know, spending eternity in heaven with Christ.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I so appreciate that. And just, you know, some questions about your book before we go, Twice Blessed. What was it, because you mentioned you wrote this book a couple of years ago, just 2 years ago, what was it that led you to write the book? Because you waited a while before you did that. What sparked it?
You know, I really just felt blessed. I felt blessed that, you know, God had not only given me a chance to fall in love once, which people look for true love, you know, and find it one time in their life, and I was able to find it, you know, twice. So I felt like Twice Blessed was just so appropriate, and just, you know, the hope that we can have in Christ, that if we cling, you know, to him, and I knew that he told me that I was going to have a hope and a future, and, you know, Twice Blessed was my hope and my future, my second husband, and having a son now with my new husband that is in high school, and it's just such a blessing.
That is absolutely incredible. And if people want to find out more about Twice Blessed and to read your story, what you went through, and how they can also find hope in their lives, where could they go to find the book?
Right. You can go on Amazon or pretty much any place that sells books. At Amazon's probably the easiest. And it's Twice Blessed, A Journey of Hope Through 9/11. And my name is Shelley Genovese Calhoun.
Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for sharing. I know that it's not always easy to share these events that we've gone through in life, and most people have not experienced what you have here. And so I just, you know, I'm so thankful that you're willing to do that. I really am.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
God
for
is
coming
good
on the show. Well, he is. Thank he you is. And that's the message, by the way. I have to say, I love that you just said that. That is the message. God is good. And we can so easily forget that in the wake of difficulties or in the midst of them. So thank you for saying that. I appreciate your time and would love to have you back again sometime.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
I hope you enjoyed that interview. It was really just inspiring to hear the hope that Shelley was able to find in Jesus in the midst of that chaos and uncertainty and pain. And I just ask that we all be praying for the family members of those who were lost, that we'd be praying for the friends of those who were lost, the children in particular who even didn't even get to know their parents. I mean, there's so many heartbreaking stories surrounding 9/11. And just pray for our country. Our country needs it, and our world needs it. And I hope you will all tune in next week for another episode of the PureFlix podcast. Also, stay tuned. You might be hearing some of our really interesting Vindication conversations. We have a little mini podcast series happening around each episode of Vindication, which is a show that is streaming right now on PureFlix. You can check those episodes of the podcast out, and I'll see you next week for a regular episode as well of the PureFlix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the Pure Flix Podcast.